When Ed and Sarah Jane Masline found out they were going to have a baby, they didn't know what to expect, but they never thought their son Robert would be born with severe hemophilia. In this StoryCorps interview, Sarah Jane talks to her husband about their experience finding out Robert's diagnosis and what they've learned since then.
When did the realization that you were going to be a father truly sink in?
It didn't really hit me until I held him. And that's really the first time I saw him. When I did, it's like my world changed forever.
So when he got sick initially, what were your thoughts?
They took him away. He had a fever the night before. They were checking on him. I was keeping myself up trying to make sure that he's still breathing. Nurse takes him away, a little concerned. They don't come back, and I'm getting more and more concerned. And then the blinds close, which I know is a bad thing, and they're not telling us anything. I see them put this clear plastic box over him to try and get oxygen in. At that point, I'm doing everything to convince myself that he's not going to die. The doctors don't know what's going on. The first bit of hope was whenever he was stable enough that we were moved in a private room in the NICU. And then really got a lot of hope whenever Dr. Wilson came in and said, this is his diagnosis. It was severe hemophilia A, and it was a spontaneous case, no family history. Severe means his blood does not clot at all. When you or me hurts ourselves, and it's like we bang our arm on a table or something like that, we start bleeding inside. But because we can clot, we rarely feel the effects of it or anything like that. But finding out that Robert, without medicine, would just keep on bleeding and keep on bleeding, that freaked me out.
Every new phase of his life, like becoming a toddler, has really changed the way we are medicating him and the way we're handling him. I feel like we're going to have to continually change our understanding.
One of the things I like most about what I have done, almost in my entire life, is to get over my fear of needles and give him his medicine.
It's factor 8, protein that your body naturally creates, and Roberts just doesn't create that one little protein. So we give it to him, but then 48 hours later, he doesn't have any left. So we have to give it to him every other day. Right now, a lot of his care is preventative. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm the mother who hovers, but always want to be close to catch him or lend him a hand if he's playing. Like, and
We don't feel safe leaving him out of our sight. And before Robert, I didn't care so much about healthcare.
As long as I had healthcare, I really didn't care.
Yeah. But with Robert, my eyes are opened to a greater expanse of healthcare and health insurance. And even if there are things about Obamacare that I don't particularly like, I'd much rather have it because I know Robert will be
cared for
with it.
Yeah.
If the Republicans scrap it. If they get rid of the pre-existing conditions
part
of it, Robert has a pre-existing condition. Government should make sure that you have access to it.
Bankrupt us to try to treat him for 1 month.
Yes.
Much less his, an entire year or his entire life.
Yeah, without help, it would just be every day just wondering,
is he going to die today?
Yes. Yeah. No one would ever think, oh, my kid is covered in bruises and I have to stick a needle in him all the time and constantly be on the lookout for every little thing that may go wrong. You may never think that that gets normal, but
in a way,
it's
normal to us.
Robert's our only child,
right?
So we don't know a different way. Even with the hemophilia, I wouldn't trade any of this for the world.
Except if you could take away the hemophilia.
Yes.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.